That's a proposed change for which former Olympic champion Edwin Moses, now the chairman of the Laureus Sport for Good Foundation, has no use.
Well, I think in the United States, the professional sports and Olympic and amateur sports have done a great job in managing themselves and manifesting themselves. And from another point of view, I've been overseas and have been dealing with high-level sports people for more than 30 years now. And to me personally, there's nothing worse than seeing a sports minister work his way through the hotel lobby with about 15 political operatives in tow, each scrambling to be the first one to walk behind him. So I think we do a very good job from the United States Olympic Committee, which is a fantastic nonprofit organization that has an independent board of directors, from the United States Anti-Doping Agency, of which I'm the chairman of the board, to all the great professional sports leagues in the United States, which happen to be the best in the world anyway. I think we do a great job in managing ourselves and being independent and being economically viable as well.
Part of the argument for some sort of ministry of sport is that too many Americans aren't engaged actively in athletics or sports. Does the current sports agenda serve them, do you think?
Well, I think that's a different issue. I think if you talk about activity in sports, I think perhaps the Department of Education could be able to suggest more to get kids more involved in sports. But I'm not so sure if it's a government mandate to get people involved in sports. We have some countries in the world that do tend to do that, but it doesn't make them more successful in sports by any means. And I think that people, if they want to get involved in sports, they can do it independently. In Europe, in Germany, for example, they have a fantastic club system, and it's very inexpensive. And if you want to participate in sports in Germany, you pay maybe $15, $20 a month, and you have everything at your fingertips.
As chairman of the Laureus Sport for Good Foundation, you see sports improving lives all across the globe, but are sports having as big a positive impact on the health of people as they could have here in the U.S.?
I believe so. I mean, if you look at running, for example, there's a couple of million people who are members of the United States Track and Field Association. You know, there's millions of people who run 10Ks, marathons. You know, we have people doing all kinds of sports. I just think it's a personal choice to do sports. I think we're doing quite well without a directive from the top.
This week, you attended the Project Play Summit, where your organization met with groups such as the President's Council on Fitness, Sport, and Nutrition, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and Nike as well. What kind of change comes out of conferences like that one?
Well, you find out that in this country, as doesn't happen in most other countries, there's a tremendous amount of private sector players who do a lot of very interesting things. The Robert Wood Johns Foundation has a lot of initiatives that promote health and fitness in this country. Our organization has worked with Nike down in New Orleans to set up a Model Cities program to help kids in after-school programs, give them something to do, somewhere to go, a place that's safe, and physical activity after school. So there's a whole cadre of people here in the United States, private individuals, corporations, many, many different private foundations and community service organizations that do a lot independently and do a very good job directing their own policies and business and getting things done very, very quickly without the politics.
The title of Ken Reed and Ralph Nader's book is How We Can Save Sports. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds to me as if you don't think sports need saving.
We're in the largest, most lucrative sporting market in the world with the most people playing sports, perhaps except China and India, strictly because they have, much, much greater populations. But, we're in the sports capital of the world, and sports is very lucrative. We have a fantastic Olympic Committee that does well on its own. We have one of the few countries in the world that has a high school league in boys and girls sports. We have the NCAA that has competition in men's and women's sports. We have other professional sports from skateboarding to skiing to tennis, and there's no other country on earth that is doing as well as we are in sports. So it just doesn't make that much sense to me.
Edwin Moses, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Former Olympian Edwin Moses represents the Laureus Sport for Good Foundation, which works with several corporate partners. Part of the foundation's mission is to increase participation in sports. Moses was one of the broadcasters of the 2012 Olympic Games. Perhaps it's not surprising that he doesn't see a need for a new national sports policy or a minister of sports. Ralph Nader has been associated with citizen action groups that have battled the status quo in all sorts of realms. It's not surprising that he and his League of Fans are challenging what Nader and Ken Reed perceive as the increasing corporatization of professional and amateur sports. On one thing, at least, they can probably agree. It would be a good thing if the children who haven't been identified as future pros got more exercise, and all those adults cheering on the sideline could also benefit from the occasional vigorous walk. It's something to consider as we look forward to the end of another winter.